Good morning.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship at Greystone Baptist Church. Greystone is a place where all are welcome. No matter who you are, no matter what you do professionally or in your spare time, there is a place for you here, and we are so glad that many of you have chosen to worship with us, perhaps for the first time. I see some new faces out there. If you are a guest with us this morning, we're especially grateful that you've chosen to be with us. I suspect it's not for the preaching, but for the music that you'll hear today. So we're still glad you're here. I heard a little preview during rehearsal. You will not be disappointed. One little word of housekeeping. If your order of worship does not look like this, you have picked up the 8:45 guide, and that's not going to help you during this hour. So make sure that your worship guide looks like mine, and that we will all be on the same page during this next hour. Today, as we worship through song, we are going to be led in music by the North Carolina All-State Youth Choir. They are here to proclaim the good news through scripture and song, and this is their 21st year for North Carolina having an All-State Youth Choir, so we celebrate that with them. This year's choir is led by Director Amy Short of Lakeside Baptist in Rocky Mount, North Carolina. Accompanist Connie Hastings of Friendly Avenue in Greensboro, North Carolina, and coordinator Phil Campbell. I know you all will join me in welcoming them to Greystone. As we prepare to worship together, our prayer is that God will open us, heart, mind, body, and soul, to the movement of the Holy Spirit as it comes to us through music, among us, around us, and within us. Let us worship God together.
When we are together, it is sacred space because God's word promises that the Spirit is here among us when we are gathered together, and we are. And as we sense that Spirit, I believe we're led to a prayerful heart. And in that light, I want to speak these opening words with you. If you'll read what's there in your worship guide in the bold print, let's speak this prayer together. God, our source of all being, God, our creator, author of color and shape, song and silence.
We, your children, were created to celebrate you and to praise you forever.
God, our revealer, author of wisdom and truth.
We, your children, were created to seek you and desire you forever.
God, our redeemer, fountain of forgiveness and grace. God, our sustainer, manna in the wilderness.
We, your children, were created to trust you and to rely on you forever.
In you, O God, we find our reason for being.
Oh, beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God.
In the beginning was the same was the Word, that was beginning with God,
and the Word was God.
What a way to begin this hour of worship, and there is certainly more to come. I'm going to ask that we join our voices with theirs for a song of worship that's printed there in your worship guide. It's page number 3, and I know the students have some guys that are coming around. So if y'all will share on page 3, 10,000 reasons for my heart to find, bless the Lord, O my soul. Let's stand together and join in singing with them. The sun comes up, it's a new day.
The sun comes up, it's a new day dawning. It's time to sing your song again. Whatever lay past and whatever lies before me, let me be singing when the
bless the Lord,
and bless the Lord, oh my soul, worship His holy day, sing like never before, oh my soul, I'll worship His holy name.
You're rich in love.
Your rich in love, and your soul to praise. The heart is mine, heart is mine.
And all the church sang.
Thank you. strength is failing. In dawn that day when my strength is failing, the end draws near and my time has come. Still my soul will sing your great unending. Then forevermore. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord.
Children here, you're welcome to come down here and join us, or you can listen from right where you are, whatever makes you happiest. We have some extra friends with us in worship today, don't we? Yeah, a lot of them sitting up there. Yeah. They are part of the All-State Youth Choir, and they have spent the last a little bit more than a week traveling all around and singing together. For lots of people, they're using their voice to praise God. And while they're doing that, they have been learning a Bible verse. And I want to tell you part of it. It says, "For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve." It's talking about Jesus. And how when Jesus was walking on the earth, Jesus wasn't here for people to serve him and take care of him. Jesus was here to serve others. And to show others God's love through all the things that he did and the ways that he talked to people. And that's how Jesus wants us to be, too. Jesus wants us to use our bodies and to use our voices and to use our words and all the things that we do to show God love and to serve each other and to take care of all of the people around us. They're also talking about this word called journey. Do you know what a journey is? No. Some people might think that a journey is like a trip. Like I'm going on a journey to Florida, or I'm going on a journey to Africa or to New York. They think that a journey is just a trip that's only for a little while. But sometimes a journey is like our whole life. It's the story that we can tell at the end of our life about all of the things that we saw and all the things that we did. And they are paying close attention to all of the ways that God is with them in their journey of life, the ways that they have seen God this summer, ways that they have seen God when they were kids, and ways that they hope to see God when they're in college and when they're grown-ups. And I want to tell you a little bit, a story about a journey where kind of All-State Youth Choir and my journey crossed a little bit. I could never sing well enough to be up there, if you've heard me. Or my children, they'll tell you. But when I was a youth minister, a few of my youth, were in this choir. And I would go and travel and hear them sing. And one of the songs that they sing at almost every concert, hopefully we'll hear it this morning. If not, y'all can go tonight to their concert they're doing tonight, and I know you'll hear it there. It's called "Write Your Blessed Name." It's a song they sing almost every single time. And that song meant a lot to me, and it became something that was really important to me. It talks about God writing his name on our heart. Sounds kind of crazy, but it's a way of saying That's who I am. I am a child of God, and God loves me no matter what. And nobody can take that away from me. And so I heard it, and then when it was time for me to get married, I asked the youth choir, not these guys, but the youth choir that was at the church where I was working at the time, and they sang that for my wedding. And then when it was time for me to leave that church and go to another church, the choir sang that song for me again. And every time I hear that song, I remember those special teenagers and how much I learned from them and how glad I am that they were part of my journey. And that song reminds me of that, and it reminds me that I am a child of God and that God loves me no matter what. So I want you to think about all the ways that God is part of your journey and see if you can look for those in your life. Can you pray with me? God, we thank you for the talented youth who are leading us this morning and for their leaders. We thank you for your example to serve others. Help us to do the same. Help us to see you in all different parts of our journey, to recognize you, and to thank you for that, and to continue to look for you throughout the journey of our lives. In your name we pray. Amen.
Sisters and brothers, that message is true for us as adults as well. No matter where we are on our journey of faith, no matter what from the week we may be bringing with us into this space, God is here to meet us and to accept us and to embrace us just as we are. And so as we pray, let us first pause and breathe in God's loving presence that has already filled this room. Let us pray together. Gracious God, we give you thanks this day for the opportunity to worship as one body. With our different voices, we sing your praise. With our different gifts, we offer you our best. With our different life circumstances, we seek your fulfillment. On this day, as we gather, we are aware of so many shortcomings. The world that we are creating is far from your kingdom. The love that we share is not nearly as expansive as that which you have called us to share. The ways in which we serve our neighbors, they are just a small portion of how you have taught us to live. Forgive us of our shortcomings and have mercy enough to continue to give us glimpses of your kingdom alive and unfolding all around us. In our world so full of hatred and violence, remind us that yours is always a way of peace. In our lives so full of loneliness and pain and disappointment, remind us that you are our constant source of companionship, of comfort, and hope. In our faith so small and limited by our own understanding, remind us of your promise that faith can indeed move mountains. Draw us near to you this day. Revive our souls, renew our hearts, and restore our senses that we might leave this time of worship ready to see and to hear you more fully. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Oh, come, oh, come in love. the time of King Herod, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem asking, "Where is the child who has been born the King of the Jews? For we have seen a star rising and have come to pay homage to him." Then, opening their treasure chest, they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh.
O love, that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul in thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thy ocean depths its flow may richer, fuller be.
Thank you. When it was noon, darkness came over the whole town until 3 p.m. At 3 o'clock, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" And Jesus gave out a loud cry and breathed his last.
Thank you.
Wow. I think all we can do at this point is just to offer our own hymn of faith and expression of praise. And we have a hymn to do that. And we'll join the choir up here and the greater choir of this sacred space. So hymn number 143, choir 143, "This Is My Father's World, That Though the Wrong Seems Oft So Strong, God Is the Ruler Yet." That's the statement of faith that we claim this morning. Let's stand together as we sing. This morning, you're going to want to take the opportunity to give to this ministry and this choir, and we're going to do that as we leave, okay, out the back door in a few moments, and we're going to take our regular offering at that time. Just don't want to be confusing, and we'll get more information toward the end of the service on how to give toward this wonderful ministry, okay? And let's pray together.
Please pray with me. Father, we are so thankful this morning that you are rich in love and slow to anger, and that your heart is kind toward us. We are so blessed. Help us to open our hearts and our hands that we may serve each other and those around us who are in need of our help and of your love. Bless these tithes and offerings so that we as a church might better follow your example of selfless love and service. In your name we pray. Amen.
Thank you. That defiant statement was written on the walls of a cellar in Cologne, Germany, by a Jew hiding from Nazi persecution in World War II. American soldiers discovered it below a Star of David while searching the bombed house. I believe in the sun, even when it's not shining. I believe in love, even when I don't feel it. I believe in God, even when he is silent.
God's love is the heartbeat of Jesus' life and ministry, and I think when we come face to face with that love, we are drawn to commitment, and I think this is a good time for that. Can we make our commitments this morning? As we move toward the end of our service and back out into the world, perhaps the words of this hymn here, "Love divine, all loves excelling, joy of heaven to earth come down," gives us words for our moving forward. Our pastor, Pastor Christy, will be up front here to welcome you if there's a need that you need to share with her, or if there's a commitment you'd like to make public, she's more than welcome to greet you here at the front. Let's stand and sing this hymn, 648, "Love Divine, All Loves Excelling," this morning. Thank you.
I love the Lord. He heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because he turned his ear to me, I will call on him as long as I live.
Friends, that's the Allstate Youth Choir. to ask you to take a seat. Seems we're kind of busy at Greystone this week, so there's some things I need to talk to you about. Vacation Bible School is coming up, and so if you have a student who would like to be a part of Vacation Bible School, please go to our website and sign them up on that link that you will find there. If you'd like to volunteer for Vacation Bible School, please go to the website and sign up with that link. And if you would like to donate to Vacation Bible School, there is a link. So please know that all Vacation Bible School information can be found on our website. I hope you'll check that out. If you have any person-to-person questions, April Alston would love to talk with you about that. Also, our students, our middle school and high school students, will be going to camp this week, and so they will leave tomorrow morning and head to Tennessee, and so please be prayerful and mindful for them as they have that week together. The Leadership Council was scheduled for today, but instead that group will meet on August 4th. So if you're a part of the Leadership Council, please make that change to your calendar. This morning, I would like to ask Doug Cole, who represents the Interim Minister of Music Search Team, to please come forward. Doug?
Well, the music has been magnificent. We have applauded the choir, but an organization like this just doesn't come together. There has to be someone who drives it, someone who pushes it, around whom it all coheres, and he's right here. Please stand and be recognized, Mr. Phil Campbell, Minister of Music, First Welcome. He and I have been friends for many years. I can get by with that. Well, as of 11 o'clock this morning, Mike Eller still has not come to his senses and rescinded his letter of resignation. So, on behalf of Cynthia Griesendeck, Katie Lindsay, Lou Dawson, Bill Pendergrass, and myself, we are your search team for an interim minister of music. We are pleased to announce that we are recommending Dr. Chris Hare to serve as our interim minister of music. Dr. Hare is a native of Garner, resides in Cary. He received his undergraduate degree at UNC Chapel Hill, a master's in church music at Southeastern Seminary, and a PhD in music education from UNC Greensboro. He has served as a minister of music at Six Forks Baptist Church in Raleigh, Green Pines Baptist Church, Knightdale, First Baptist Church, Cary, and recently completed an interim at Westwood Baptist Church in Cary. He has also had denominational service through the Raleigh Baptist Association, the North Carolina Baptist State Convention, and the Cooperative Baptist Fellowship of North Carolina. Our pastor joined us in the interviewing process, and other staff had met Dr. Hare as well. He is a winsome and qualified candidate, and we are delighted to recommend him to you. All this information will be emailed to you sometime this week, and other information is available to you in their church office. We also announcing a call to church conference on Wednesday night, July the 31st at 6:30, for the purpose of acting on our recommendation. If approved, Dr. Hare would begin his service with us on August the 1st. Thank you.
Thank you, Doug. Mike's final Sunday will be next Sunday, and I'm not thinking about that, but there is a group that is planning a reception, and so I would like for you to consider this week and to look over the bulletin for some of those special instructions that you have there for the reception for the Ellers, Mike, Katie, Samuel, and Kara. Know that we will be expressing our gratitude, and you can also participate in a love offering. So see those instructions in your bulletin. But please come next week to celebrate all the goodness that has been Mike's ministry here at Greystone, and be prepared to say thank you. Okay, I'm looking through my notes. Okay, good. All right, so if you would also like to contribute to this ministry for the Allstate Youth Choir, there will be ushers in the back. They have baskets. If you need to write a check, that check needs to be made out to the Baptist State Convention of North Carolina with a memo, Allstate Youth Choir. But ushers will be in the back to receive a love offering, especially for this particular ministry for this choir. As I mentioned that, I also would like to recognize Bill Campbell to come and close out our service.
Thank you so much, Amanda and Doug, for those kind words. We'll talk later. Pastor Tatum Williamson, thank you. Where did you go? Oh, back at the back. Thank you so much for allowing us to be here today. The gracious hospitality of your church as well. You're going to feed us. That's exciting. I think you'll like it. Anyway, for the great hospitality of this church. And Mike Eller, thank you for allowing us to be here. I pray for you and your wife, Katie, and the children, and as you go forward. And we talked several times, but he said, I'm resigning. I'll be gone. My last Sunday's the week after you're there. And I went, oh, thank you, God, that it was not this week, because I said, we've done enough crying in this group. I don't want to be here next week. But we'll pray for you as you go on this journey that you'll share together. I know you're in the audience. We have six with us. And April, where are you? We're singing it. The Allstaters who are part of our team, we have six of them. You come on up and lead the way, and I've seen many of you out there. The signature song for this group in our 21st year is Write Your Blessed Name Upon My Heart, O Lord, That It Might Be Indelibly Engraved Forever by Kaylee Scott.